This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry. We have a lot of updates, and I want to really thank Jack, who called in from Japan, to kind of update us on what's going on in Japan. He had, you know, asked about airplanes being used as possible repurposed hospitals. From what I understand, many states are kind of grappling with when they're going to be dealing with their peak resource use. There's an infographic that I put on my Facebook page, my Twitter, on my website for you guys to click on. It was from the University of Washington that looks at when states are going to peak. Keep in mind, the dates change. Yesterday, it said my neck of the woods was going to peak around April 20th. Then it got changed to April 22nd. So as they get more information, it changes. And what they're very careful to call it is not so much peak cases, because if we run out of tests, we won't be able to see the numbers until we get more tests, and then the numbers could rise. But in terms of peak resource use of people being sick. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But if you do want to look at your local area, it keeps changing up to date. Go to my Facebook or Twitter, click on that infographic link, and you'll be able to see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Globally, we have 823,000 coronavirus cases, 40,000 deaths, 174,000 have been recovering. But we keep getting bits and pieces of news in that is concerning people, because in addition to people wanting to be safe, they also want to know when they could go back to work. When President Trump extended another 30 days of social distancing, for those of us who live in Nevada that couldn't wait for, I guess, we thought we had another 18 days left, now that might be extended all the way till April 30th. And, you know, we talked about companies being shuttered. You know, it's great that there's SBA help and there's emergency loans and there's things out there for us, but what people are forgetting is most of our companies were not operating at cost. We were operating at a profit. Otherwise, we wouldn't be operating our practice or our salon or our grocery store or whatever we were, you know, what we had. And so if you aren't able to work and this help is supposed to kind of help you make payments and, you know, slow down, you know, your growing debt, revenue streams, profits not happening. I understand there's bigger fish to fry right now, but that's going to play an important role when we look at, you know, kickstarting the economy. Something that has now kind of thrown a little monkey wrench into this and made things a little bit more complicated is a source came out saying if you had coronavirus and your symptoms went away, you could still be sick up to 8 days later. Now, for most of us in the medical field, this is no shock. You know, I had a little bit of an issue with the CDC's recommendations of going back to work, where if you were symptom-free for 72 hours, even if you weren't tested for coronavirus, as long as you started to be symptom-free at least 7 days, it's been over 7 days from when you first started to get sick, you could go back to work. My concerns with that from a telemedicine standpoint is if you did have true coronavirus, I want you home at least 14 days and maybe then some. So being told that coronavirus might still be expressed and transmitted 8 days after you feeling better means all these people going home or going back to work, because the CDC said, okay, guys, you know, as long as you're 72 hours symptom free, to me, could be concerning. Now, again, this is coming out of China. A lot of us are very mixed on the, you know, what's coming out of, you know, various countries and being able to validate it. But they say the study was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. And I wouldn't be surprised that a virus such as this could hide out as long as, I mean, you know, we don't really know its lifespan. But, you know, can it hide out? Can it get comfortable? Can it, I mean, look, you know, hepatitis can live long periods of time. HIV can, herpes can. Coronavirus isn't supposed to necessarily do that, but we have seen that with Ebola, where a year later it can infect. So getting these little pieces of information such that people can, 10% of the population that had coronavirus can, you know, get sick again. Or, you know, 8 days after being sick, you could have symptoms. What it means is if you get, you know, exposed to a virus, even if you feel great, you can still transmit it. So we're not making any headway on the when can we get back to being among others and back to work if we think we're going to have this social distancing. And you know, they say sometimes the virus could lag on for days in an area. So what we need, I mean, because this is just an absolute cluster, this is such a mess, is what we need is some real hard facts. We need somebody studying this. And by the way, they're asking for all, like, doctors on deck, all medical students on deck, all nursing students on deck. We're going to talk about what's going on in California. I would also say we need all scientists on deck. Any of you scientists that are studying cow farts or stuff for global warming, or, and mind you, I think carbon footprint studies are important, but any of you studying stuff that can wait, all hands on deck studying this virus. Who is having coronavirus and having hardly any symptoms? Who are the people in critical condition? Why are they in critical condition? Is it, you know, like I said, do they have more of an asthmatic, COPD, respiratory vulnerable tendency? Or do they have a very exaggerated immune system? You know, what is going on exactly with the people getting sick? Why do we have some people saying, you know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing when they get coronavirus, and you have others fighting for their lives and dying? All right. And, you know, don't just say, well, some of them had medical conditions, because we're hearing reports of some other people didn't have medical conditions, which, by the way, needs to be studied as well. My father said he was never sick. Well, until he died. And then we realized, yeah, you had heart disease, you had high cholesterol, you had a whole bunch of stuff. So sometimes when people say, well, I've had no medical conditions, it's because they haven't gone to the doctor. Well, if you haven't gone to the doctor, you're not going to get diagnosed with anything. You know, so I hear that with all the time. People go, I have no mental illness at all. And I'm like, was that evaluated? You know, I can definitely pick up on some things. So what we need is all scientists on, researchers on deck, because the more we learn about what the hell this is and where we can go in terms of, you know, after being sick, we're going to still be at a standstill and still be at a lockdown for months. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I've been I'm very close to medical students, you know, throughout the country, especially those in Nevada. And a bunch of them reached out, actually, yesterday. One had said that they heard that some of the medical schools, not their particular medical school, but some of them, had suggested students graduate early and go on the front line of the coronavirus battle and help out. Then another one sent me a link saying that California is enlisting medical and nursing students. From what I understand, might even pay, handle their malpractice, etc., to help the COVID crisis in California. Another student reached out again, this was just, it was obviously a very, very busy day in terms of, you know, people watching the news and asking how they can help and what they could do. Another student reached out going, look, you know, I want to help. I'm seeing all this, but doctor, what if I don't know enough yet to help? I mean, are we ready to go out there and help? Now, as far as I'm concerned, anybody with heart, okay, you know, anybody with courage, anybody with a brain, anybody that could be in the Wizard of Oz movie, absolutely, okay? I mean, you know, we've had people with much less medical schooling, you know, manage patients in a whole variety of manners, and, you know, some of them do even better than doctors. So I'm very optimistic that our medical students and our nursing students, who are so well-read, so eager, so energetic, so much passion, I'm very confident that we could, utilize them. So what's happening in California is the California Health Corps effort has now enlisted retired doctors, medical, and nursing students to treat an anticipated surge of coronavirus patients. So California, as we talked about, is expecting to surge or have peak need by April 27th. So they've got about 3.5 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. And so, you know, if doctors are getting sick, nurses are getting sick, PAs, nurse practitioners are getting sick, now they need reserves to come in. So Governor Gavin Newsom said, if you're a nursing student, a medical student, we need you. If you've just retired in the last few years, we need you. So we signed an executive order to temporarily expand the healthcare workforce and allow healthcare facilities to staff at least an additional 50,000 hospital beds by waiving certain professional licensing and certification requirements to get them in the field faster. In the last 4 days, hospitalizations have doubled. Number of patients in intensive care has tripled. So at midday, the state had more than 6,300 cases and 132 deaths of reported cases. Now, one of you, we are taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had asked how many flu cases were there in California during last season. I don't know if I have that data. I believe it was in terms of California alone, I thought it was about, 10,000. Hold on, I'm going to try to look it up. All right, influenza in last year's flu season, they had about 20,000 cases. I don't have their death rate for that, and I know people keep bringing up the flu, and I'm okay with you bringing up the flu. I get this. There's a lot of doctors saying this is different from the flu, and they're right. This is different from the flu. But the reason why people are bringing up the flu, and we've talked about this, is if we are having this much trouble containing a virus that has many less cases than the flu, how are we going to approach the flu next year? So they've had 6,300 cases, 132 deaths. In terms of flu, they've had over 658 deaths since September 29th. So five times more this year. Obviously concerning. Now, the one, I guess, positive thing to any of this whole mess is at least we're going to curb flu deaths. I'm hoping. By all these, you know, protective measures and social distancing, etc. But from what we understand, they've had at least 658 influenza-coded deaths. Now, the problem with that data out of California or any of the other states is influenza-coded. All right, keep in mind, before people started testing for coronavirus, people would call in saying they had cough, fever, a dry cough, fever, body aches. It could have been flu. You know, I told you on telemedicine, people said, I have a flu. And I go, I'd really like you to go get swabbed because I'd really like to know if this is flu or if this is what's going on in China. There's this new thing going on in China. But again, people were using telemedicine so they wouldn't have to go in and be exposed to the flu. So I am kind of interested if some of these flu numbers are overlapped. But But we do have more flu deaths. That's something that we have seen time and time again. So recruiting nursing students, medical students right now is, I think, a fantastic effort. But you have a lot of people concerned. And they want to know, am I going to get a medical student or am I going to get a doctor? Well, again, I think I'd rather have the medical student, to be honest, because, and I told you guys, I was at my best my first year out of residency. My best medicine, I mean, I picked up heart attacks and things that I would have never, I would have been so comfortable with. I mean, now I hear somebody has a tooth pain, I think that it's a tooth. But I picked up a heart attack by somebody coming into the ER saying my tooth hurts. I forgot how, but I think I was like, you know what? I'm just going to rule out, you know, heart, and I'm going to check your heart. Also, by the, you know, back then you could order tests. So when it comes to, you know, somebody in training, I think they would be very, very careful, very judicious, you know. But it does concern people that they may have a non, you know, medical professional that has been, you know, years in training now being their medical provider, especially with something that could be life or death. Now, I'm telling you right now, the medical students I know are going to be very, very conservative in terms of, you know, saying, you know what, you need medical help. And I don't think we're going to have a lot of medical students out there or nursing students saying, nah, you could go home and you could stay home. So I don't think we would see that. So, I am fine with the deputizing, but we are very kind of concerned about what do we do with flu season. I mean, we are all hands on deck. I'd like all researchers on deck. I mean, we really should be now doing more and more research than we've ever done on this thing to get some accurate numbers. But this all hands on deck thing for this coronavirus is appropriate. But if we end up, again, with all our efforts, paling in comparison to flu, we're going to have a very difficult time next year justifying not doing any of these shutdowns for flu. And I know many of you guys are like, well, please don't bring it up. Trust me, it's already being brought up. This is being brought up all the time. I think we had an infant die and a teenager dead now from coronavirus. So we've had two pediatric deaths. Flu season, that's usually way higher. And so I'm kind of looking at this as, you know, this is our dry run. Let's see how we do. Let's see, you know, what restrictions, you know, government does. Let's see the power they do, you know, like with, you know, we're going to fine you if you go to work or if you try to work and, you know, and, you know, we're offering you money, but, you know, are there all these stipulations and, you know, are they going to deny people? You know, I'm watching very closely how we handle this crisis because I am not expecting this to be the last time we see this mayhem. Maybe we will have another, you know, very scary infectious agent. Maybe people are going to say, screw this, flu is way worse than coronavirus. So we need to, you know, use these measures and then some. So, again, that's why I said all researchers on deck. Okay, if any of these coronavirus deaths are very similar in terms of flu, in that, you know, it puts you at risk for having a heart attack, it puts you at risk for having a stroke, we need to know that. Because then anybody that is, you know, cardiac compromised needs to get care. The big problem we have right now is people can't see their cardiologist, they can't see their regular doctor. It's all about coronavirus. So if you're overdue for your blood pressure check or your diabetes check, it's not happening. There are telehealth companies that are just salivating at the chance to have people from here on out be treated at home. But is that, you know, the best medicine? What happens when, you know, somebody starts to develop a murmur? Who's going to pick that up? So it's not a simple situation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is confident in the economy's eventual revival as states begin to reopen.
I think that our economy has a chance as we reopen now to get back to where it was. You know, we were so strong a couple of months ago. We had to take this pause. But I think as we begin getting back, people are going to be pleased to be back at work and get that economy going.
Business leaders view anti-lockdown protesters with skepticism, with some keeping them at arm's length. Protesters are continuing to gather all across the United States, including Illinois, where in downtown Chicago, this protester has a message for Illinois Democrat J.B. Pritzker.
The governor's overstepping his bounds. His 30 days are up. He needs to go home, take his silver spoon, and feed some of the people with it.
Protesters also unhappy with the fact that Pritzker's family is not obeying the lockdown. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is keeping the nation's top infectious disease expert from testifying on Capitol Hill. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee's subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing.
Whether to open beaches and other outdoor spaces is a major consideration for governors and mayors this weekend as more of the country looks to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is leaving it up to his local leaders to make those decisions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I find it ironic. We have tried so hard not to label people. We don't want to label people by their race, by their gender, by their religion. But we've all been classified as essential and non-essential. A lot of non-essential people don't want to hang out with me because I'm essential. I don't really see myself as being essential, honestly. I don't want the name. I don't want people jealous of me that I'm essential. I don't really need the, you know, stereotypes or the memes, okay? I would gladly give up my essential status to hang with the non-essentials. The non-essentials are pretty damn cool. You know, a bunch of us are kind of trying to do, you know, virtual happy hour. Non-essentials are the bomb. And apparently some essentials are actually non-essentials, and some non-essentials are essentials. So for any of us that thought we were being harassed or discriminated or excluded or whatever based on our creed, our religion, our age, our gender, well, it's kind of happening to full force with being essential and non-essential. Apparently there's a lawsuit, a couple lawsuits now starting to surface. There'll be more. One is in Pennsylvania because the business is upset that they were deemed non-essential and that the coronavirus lockdown violated their rights. On the flip side, we have New York possibly suing Amazon because an Amazon worker staged a protest because people in the warehouse were sick with coronavirus. I think there were like 8 to 10 cases. They wanted to fight for more protection for the workers, being able to go home with paid leave. And then this worker got fired. So we talked about this in the previous hour, how many of us that are non-essential, and by the way, okay, so what's the definition of essential versus non-essential? So you're an essential worker if you're manning something that can get food, whether it's a restaurant, grocery store, etc. If you are a medical professional, if you are a bank, people have to access bank, people have to access gas stations, government, people in the government, the first responders. Non-essential would be considered teachers. I mean, to me, very essential. Okay, don't be calling them non-essential, but, all right, teachers. Salon, stylists, people in marketing, human resources, a whole other variety. By the way, you know, any of us that need beauty, need our hair done and waxing, would be like, okay, wait a second, beauty is very essential. But there's been a blurring of lines. Because dentists, to me, dentists and oral surgeons, very essential. I can't tell you how many patients on telemedicine have toothaches and abscesses and things like that. However, dental boards have closed them down because of the spread of coronavirus. So here we have an essential field with essential employees and they can't work. And they want to. They want to be out there and they want to help. So you can't just kind of lump and group who's essential and who's non-essential. And I really hate that those terms. But the topic that keeps being brought up is, we're on shutdown, you know, people are making jokes, we got memes, people are kind of, you know, hanging in there. But the reason why we can hang in there is because you have people manning the grocery stores. You have people manning the gas stations. You don't know how grateful I am when I'm driving around going, oh, thank God they're open, thank God they're open. Home Depot, open. So what about their health? Well, that's now being brought to the front line. Apparently, Bezos has owned Whole Foods. Apparently, there's supposed to be a national sick out. Apparently, a lot of the workers at these places that are essential are threatening to walk out. We're hearing healthcare workers in other countries are, you know, upset and, you know, not getting their protection and getting sick. And so what happens when the essentials decide to say, to heck with this, I'm done? You know, this kind of worked because we have the selfish, we have the unselfish people putting their lives on the line saying, I'll be at Smith's, I'll be at Walmart, I'll work for you, and God bless you guys. And we have the nurses and the doctors and the respiratory therapists, and we have the first responders out there. Our lockdown is nothing compared to what it could be because we still have all these places open. Yet these essential work, like Amazon, how many of us are relying on Amazon? But we can't stick our heads in the sand and realize that we have people that are getting sick. They're getting exposed. And at some point, these essential businesses might have to close down. If companies like Whole Foods or Amazon can't deal with the strike right now, and they can't afford pay for everybody, then they're going to lay everybody off. Well, now you're not going to get your Amazon. Now you're not going to get your Walmart or your groceries. So I don't know if there's any intervention or relief or means to help, because if you are an essential business, you have to sell. And again, this is allergies. Okay, it's allergies. I'm in a studio by myself. But if you are in an essential business, let's say media or medicine or whatever, you're still supposed to try to maintain separation. You're still supposed to, even in a grocery store, try to allow that 6 feet. Sherry asked about, what about 27 feet? It ranges. Honestly, if there's a fan and air conditioning, droplets are going all over the place. But you're supposed to, if you are essential, make sure you have your employees and your customers protected. And, well, that's almost impossible when you see all the lines out these grocery stores. So then, if people are getting sick and people don't want to come to work, then the business closes. Remember I told you there's a lot of medical offices that are technically essential. They're closed. Why? Well, because the staff didn't want to get exposed. When your staff doesn't want to get exposed and you don't have staff, you have to close down. So we are seeing a growing trend, and understandably so, of people saying, you know what? I've been working for 2-3 weeks. I've been getting exposed. My life's on the line. For what? For minimum wage? For what? So I'd like to know, what is the government doing and what are employers doing to compensate employees and protect them for them being on the front line? You know, I mean, I was wondering about this the other day. If anybody is working and these companies may be making a killing because there's not a lot of companies out there, so they are making money, a lot of the ones that are open, is there any bump in compensation? You know, what's going on? What's happening with that? And so, you know, if Amazon does get sued, if there are walkouts, Amazon might, you know, who knows? Would Amazon take the, you know, road of, you know what, it's not worth it. You guys just be safe. We'll close down. And we'll just reopen what the government tells us. Well, okay, you thought people were losing their mind not getting toilet paper. They are going to lose their mind. I've had this roll now. This is my last roll of toilet paper. And I am going to make it work and last as long as I can. I got a bunch of socks I could use, maxi pads. I will use whatever it takes. But I am anticipating that if we have more people sick and we don't have anybody, you know, understanding the plight of the essential workers, that many of them are going to say, to heck with this. On telemedicine, I've had people say, give me a note, doc. I don't want to go into work. I'm exposed to too many people. So, do we take volunteers? You know, right now, Governor Newsom is recruiting medical students and nursing students and, you know, retired doctors to get on the front lines and help. We might have to do that, unfortunately, with these essential businesses where people that want to work and want to be there then get recruited. Maybe, you know, they're exhausted. Maybe people that have been working, I mean, for me, I'm blessed doing telemedicine and media, but I am exhausted. I am working all the time. And so maybe you do need fresh people coming out there. I know you guys are like, oh yeah, please get a fresh radio host. Nah, not happening. No, no, I'm still fine right here. I'm not leaving. But, yeah, nice try, guys. Really, nice try. But, you know, it's at the point now where our essential workers we cannot take for granted. And we might have non-essentials that really want to get out there and help. So that's supposed to be now, I think, our next, you know, in addition to finding ICU beds and ventilators and everything else, I think that has to be our next focus. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the European Union has suggested that this hydroxychloroquine might not be the cure that we think. Meanwhile, we have studies saying it is healthy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-COLLIN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Reuters is reporting that the European Commission said today that there is no evidence that hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug, is effective against COVID-19. Spokesperson for the European Commission said the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine and the treatment of COVID-19 patients has to date not been proven. Now, it is an internal opinion from the European Medicine Agency But a lot of us are scratching our heads going, wait a second, does hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis drug help or not? There has been reports that using that and azithromycin, an antibiotic, seem to help people come out of the grips of, you know, the respiratory failure. But has it been officially proven? Maybe not. So some states, such as New York, are saying, to heck with this. Well, you know, just do what you can. Use, throw everything at the patient, whatever you can do. But this does come very interestingly, you know, a very interesting time where, you know, for the European Commission, and that's no small group, for them to actually say that, guys, we don't have proof that it works, is very, I don't know, intriguing. I think at a time like this, when you would think everybody would be trying to use whatever they can. The spokesperson also said there is no evidence either of positive effects of chloroquine, which is another malaria drug that is being tested for its possible use against COVID. Now, U.S. Health and Human Services on Thursday listed hydroxychloroquine as a protected medical resource when Trump signed an executive order to prevent its hoarding and price gouging. I agree with that 100%. You know, if we do have possible resources out there, we don't need price gouging, which has been going on. But Hungary, a European Union member, last week banned the commercial export of hydroxychloroquine. As Hungary is one of the world's largest exporters of this ingredient, the protection and medical supply of the Hungarian population is now a priority. So apparently hoarding may be happening in Hungary. So, like I said, I'm intrigued by this announcement of no proof because, okay, one, is it because they want to keep it for themselves in Europe? Two, is it because they're like, look, guys, we've had people that died anyway, so we don't need false hope? Or three, if you look at Reuters' headline, it says, no proof drug touted by Trump drug is effective against coronavirus. So people are using this hydroxychloroquine term, medication, always next to Donald Trump's name. And so again, I'm just a little worried about secondary gain by that. Especially since we are kind of, you know, in the thick of this. Just to give you guys the latest in terms of numbers, and I apologize if this keeps changing, and by the time some of you listen to the broadcast, it could be worse. But, internet numbers. Internet is slow. So, 176,000 cases in America, 3,400 deaths. New York leading the pack at 75,000 cases with 1,500 deaths. New Jersey at 16,000 cases. California at 7,400. If we look at the United States as a whole, I'm sorry, not the United States as a whole. If we look at, I apologize, I don't think the numbers want to be found. All right, well, we got a lot of cases. That's all I could say. 837,000 worldwide, 41,000 deaths. 174 have recovered. I'd like to know how those 174 recovered. Did they recover because it was mild? Or did they recover because they were given hydroxychloroquine? So, it's a very, very frustrating time when we're trying to grapple with who's at risk, who's not. When you look at the COVID-19 fatality rate by age, the majority of them have been over 80 years old. Then the 70-79 range, those in their 60s, those in their 50s. But predominantly much, much older. Yet I'm noticing in America, we are having more younger people affected. In terms of sex ratio, male versus female, male still predominant, but it is still affecting females. Looking at the comorbidity, the other medical conditions that could put one at risk, cardiovascular disease was a biggie. They say 13% of those who died had cardiac issues. Now, a lot of people have cardiac issues, especially at the age of 80. So yeah, I'm surprised it's only 13%. 9.2% of diabetes, 8% had chronic respiratory disease like asthma or COPD. Hypertension was about 8.4%. Cancer, 7.6%. Now, we do have some good news on the testing front. Apparently, there's supposed to be a 5-minute test. And there's an FDA-approved test by Abbott where it can detect a positive result in just 5 minutes. It's based out of Illinois. Experts plan to roll it out in the next day or two, I think by tomorrow. They hope they can manufacture 50,000 tests a day. Trump presented the test to reporters during a press conference yesterday, called it highly accurate. And the test, being a five-minute coronavirus test, could be fantastic. They're also having to ramp up production of their 50,000 nasal swab tests. Now, these nasal swab tests have to be long, and they have to go in pretty deep. Again, I would like to hear the numbers of people being, you know, very, I guess, pleasantly surprised by the testing procedure where, oh, that didn't even make me gag or cough or, you know, was totally comfortable. Because then I kind of wonder how many of those tests were done correctly. In order to test, you need to get to the nasopharynx. You need to get to the back wall, which means it has to go all the way up your nose. Not just, you know, where you pick your nose. We're talking farther. And have ever you guys, like, picked your nose really, really high up and you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so sensitive. Yeah. You're going to cringe. Now, a five-minute test, it's called ID Now COVID-19, very pretty packaging, by the way, is huge in that if it is positive, it's going to show a positive in 5 minutes, the negative result in 13 minutes. So you don't have to wait 5 to 7 days to find out. We also don't have to then be wasting time tracking you to tell you if you have it or not. So you could sit there in isolation, be looking at your phone, somebody come back and say you're good or not. President Donald Trump did show and tell. He said this is the first one on the line. He says it's highly accurate. Abbott is a very, very strong company. So hearing it came from a company and an American company, I think reassures a lot of people. No, I don't have Abbott stock. I don't think I have Abbott stock. I should have. Well, what are you going to do? But they said it's like tests for flu or strep. Go to the doctor, you get done, get an answer within minutes. Now, of course, 50,000 cases barely touches it. But they could hopefully, you know, get more and more, you know, data on how well it works. We need to know how many people are, you know, are positive, not only if they're sick, but if they're not sick. Because, you know, people want to go back to work. What I anticipate happening is these shutdowns are going to start to ease up. I had written an article on when people's peak is supposed to be, when state's peak of coronavirus is supposed to be. Originally, Nevada was April 20th, and then they moved it to April 22nd. So it is fluid. They're going to change. But once May hits, you're going to have a bunch of states going, okay, look, our death rate has slowed. We've only had one death in the last week. Can we please get back to work? And there's going to be a lot of pressure on states' governors to get people back to work. Yet, if people could still be contagious with coronavirus, we are going to need this type of testing that is super fast to be done so we can prove to employers where, you know, people come in that day, they get tested. I mean, how I see it being done then is because people can lie and, you know, people can convert, you know, and be sick, is employers would have these tests. You would have to sit there and get tested before you walk into the factory or walk into the store. But then we would need a slew of these tests. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.